Each week, we feature an Indiana DIY or do-it-yourself artist who is making it. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis speaks with a working musician who plays an instrument that isn't always easy to deal with.
Hi, my name is Nick Tucker, and I'm making a career playing bass. Playing bass allows me to make a career out of music. Everybody needs a bass player, and I'm happy to be that person that falls in line and makes the low notes. As a bass player, I get to play all different kinds of music. I'm primarily a jazz musician, but I play a little hip-hop, I play some rock music, I play a little bit of everything. And bass allows me to do that, which I'm very happy about. If you've never seen an upright bass or acoustic bass, it's very large. It stands probably a foot taller than I do. And no, I don't wish I played the flute. And no, it is not a cello. So my career as a bass player, it's been made up of a lot of different pieces. So now I'm in my fourth year of teaching at Ball State University, and that is kind of my primary job. But by having that, I'm afforded the opportunity to freelance kind of whatever I want to do. So I get to play jazz. I get to play in creative groups that I care about, and I get to compose. I get to write music. I get to lead my own band.
Can you tell me about your bands and how many bands you're in here in Indianapolis?
Yeah, sure. So here in Indianapolis, I play in a lot of different groups. So I co-lead the Tucker Brothers group with my brother, Joel Tucker, and that's kind of our original modern jazz group. So when I compose, that's the group that I primarily compose for. I'm also in a band, Clint Breeze in the Groove. It's like a crossover jazz and hip-hop group that is very artistically rewarding for me, and we play a lot of fun shows, so I love that band. I work with the American Pianist Association. This is my second time doing their quadrennial jazz competition, and that's really cool because I get to play with five of the best jazz pianists in the country.
What motivates you to stay this busy?
I have a kind of insatiable hunger for music, and music has kind of always been the only thing I saw myself doing. So I feel like I'm 30 now, I'm not old, I've got a lot of energy, and I'm putting it where I want to, and that's in music. And so I have a steady teaching job, and I probably don't need to play out and gig as much as and grind as much as I do, but I love the grind, and it keeps me energized and excited about music. And, you know, one of my biggest fears is that music will become stale to me, and so far it hasn't.
What keeps you going with your art?
I'm very lucky to be surrounded by creative people, and my wife is an artist and a musician. My brother is a great musician. All of my friends are musicians for the most part. And being surrounded by people that understand what I do for a living and care about what I do for a living, and being in a city that kind of supports me, I think all of those things keep me going as a musician. Sometimes I wonder, like, maybe life would have been easier if I would have, you know, gone a different route and tried to make a career somewhere else. But I kind of look back at how things have gone and where I am now, and I wouldn't change anything. I think what keeps me going in my art is what's always kept me going, and that's my love for music.
That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.